It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and I want to say this and not make it sound too self-serving, but we're excited to have Dry the River in the studio because we actually, the first week of the year, named you one of the 9 bands to watch in 2012. And here it is a couple weeks later. we're not only watching, but we're getting to hear you and talk with you. So cool. We're really glad to have you here. And the fact behind all that is you guys have worked hard. You've been working hard, especially last year. You did 160, 170 shows?
Something like that, yeah.
It was a busy year, yeah. A lot of festivals and a lot of traveling. And plus we recorded the album in that year too, so... Yeah, it was a busy year for us.
but that's an interesting point that you make, that you not only were playing the more intimate shows where you're really creating that connection with a fan base, but you were taking on some Glastonbury, you played South by Southwest, you played Reading, you played some big, so both large and small,
you took
it on.
We're up for playing anywhere, really. Yeah, we've done some gigs in tiny little rooms, you know, to 40 people, and some that were... huge sort of 5,000 cap places. So yeah, it's been
show us the stage and
we'll rock it.
We'll play it. Yeah,
we saw that here. You know, the performances we're going to hear today are just otherworldly. You did shows. You've done a couple of shows here on the West Coast. The other night, a knockout show at the Troubadour with Alabama Shakes. Was that fun for you?
It was amazing, great. Yeah. Those guys are incredible, actually. Like, we first played with them in New York at the CMJ conference, and they blew us away. They're incredible. We were really stoked to be invited out to do some more shows with them. And
to get to play at the Troubadour as well, it's kind of, you know, you see the pictures up on the wall of these bands that have played there. It's a pretty sort of prestigious place to get to come along, especially from us being all the way from England. It was amazing to get out here and play some shows, yeah.
Well, and see, now it's our mission that you mentioned that – you know, when we went so far as to make the highfalutin proclamation that you're one of the 9 bands to watch this year, it's our mission then to get your picture up on the wall of the Troubadour. See, because we don't set our sights low.
Aiming high, yeah.
We aim high, as you guys do too. It's almost funny, and I think it parallels the radio station sensibilities. You know, when I do research and I look at what is cited as your list of influences, I start to realize, A, there's a lot of personalities in the band, and B, you pretty much like a whole bunch of music as long as it's authentic and it sounds good to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's it.
We all kind of listen to all sorts of different music, even just between the 5 of us. There's, you know, one day I'll be listening to sort of Black Sabbath or early Genesis or Rush and sort of 70s prog and stuff, and Pete might be listening to sort of singer-songwriters Leonard Cohen and Paul Simon and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of big variety, especially when we're driving in the van and putting CDs on. You get a pretty eclectic playlist.
Well, see, now I have news for you. On the drive back to the hotel, all you have to do is put 88.5 on and all that stuff will be there. You'll go,
perfect.
Wait a minute, we don't need our CD collection. Unfortunately, you know, once you leave LA, you're on your own. You'll be back to the CDs.
morning you'd notch your sisters like soldiers to school. Cause lo and behold, your father had drunk all the that you're dealt. Cause there's no guiding light. Our King aligned to Bethlehem. If it's dark outside, you light the fire yourself. And darling, when the ice caps melt, when the devil's in the Bible belt, don't cower in your bed. I'll be on the 545. You can meet me at the railway line. And don't look so scared. Cause we've been through worse than this before we could talk.
You all worked individually in bands and then, you know, somewhat collectively, how can I put it, in the outskirts of London, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, we were kind of spread out when we were kids. We were spread out in the southeast of England, kind of Southampton and Reading and Bristol, so within maybe 100 miles of London. And yeah, and we were all kind of playing in mostly like punk bands and kind of hardcore bands. Like, we came from that kind of background, and a lot of the kind of, in fact, quite a lot of the kind of Bay Area and, you know, San Francisco punk bands, and, you know, NoFX and all kinds of stuff.
The Germs and Jello Biafra holds a warm place in your heart.
Yeah. And, you know, and, well, just all kinds of stuff, and the Discord bands, you know, we were listening to when we grew up and stuff. And then, yeah, when I kind of went to medical school, I kind of decided to explore some more kind of folky music, and I was in halls of residence, so I had to kind of keep the noise down. So shouting at the top of my lungs in my bedroom wasn't really an option. So I started to write some kind of a little bit kind of quieter, folkier stuff, and recruited some guys I knew from these other bands that we used to play in to come and play. And it was just going to be a studio kind of project to begin with. And then before we knew it, it kind of evolved into a band.
Yeah, we jumped in the studio and recorded the first four tracks, and then thought, it seems like a waste to just leave it at that. So we did a couple of shows, and then next thing we knew, we were sort of decided to go out on tour, and yeah, 2 years
the proverbial
later,
we've got something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that was a thing. Then this kind of evolution happened where we realized we were playing these kind of folk songs as though we were still in a punk band or a hardcore band. So when we played live, they suddenly became really heavy, and everyone was jumping around and shouting and having a real good time. And then I think we kind of realized, okay, we're sort of approaching this kind of folky thing from a different point of view, and that we've come from kind of heavier bands, and that's what we want to sound like. So we kind of married those two things.
Kind of found a middle ground between the sort of folk edge and the sort of more rock side of it that we were
all
influenced
by. Well, and the passion, you know, the passion is evident in the songs, and I think, you know, that passionate energy, you know, clearly when you were on in the former side of life, it was all about energy and passion, and now. It's a fascinating little aside that because I'm in a dorm room, I have to, you know, keep it down. And that helped become a genesis, pardon the pun, for you know, an evolution of basically the musical vision.
That's kind of what happened, yeah. And the Phrygian lion, with his excellent eyesight, is one makes it our love. And the Phrygian lion, with his excellent eyesight,
speaking of the record, we have an EP, Weights and Measures, mm-hmm. and we're playing the title track. We've played No Rest. We're probably getting ahead of ourselves, considering that the actual album is coming out here in the States, what, in April?
I believe so, yeah. UK in March and then over here in April, I think.
Now it's Shallow...
Shallow Bed, yeah.
Right. And the UK a little earlier, and then you're going to come back and do another tour right around, or a little before the domestic release, right? March, April?
That's right, yeah. Halfway through March, we're back. And we're starting in Austin. We come back for South By, and then we sort of shoot off.
I'll see you at South By.
Do cool. Yeah, cool,
I'll be
cool.
The tall guy out there going, it's me.
We're doing Stubbs, actually, at South By this year, I think. I don't know if that's been announced yet. But
okay,
but
help me out.
A cool place.
Are you doing a 2 a.m. show? Are you going to kill the old man? Are you going on at 2 a.m.? Are you going to kill the old man?
From what I've heard, we're going to be doing quite a few shows down there, so I'm sure you'll catch one.
Okay, all right.
I'll make sure one's during
the Well, and that's the other thing is you know about South By. You can say, I have to see, I love these guys, and then you realize there's 7 shows. And you're going, but no, wait, I have to get down the street. Yeah. And you're sucked into one of the rooms.
So much good stuff going over.
So that's good. I will catch you at South By. I feel great about that. But you're coming back to the Troubadour.
That's right, yeah, Troubadour. And then
we need to, I'll go to work now on Brian and Angel and say, these guys are wall worthy. They're wall worthy. I'm telling you.
I want that picture up.
Nice. Yeah. So we were with the Bowerbirds on that tour, who are old friends of ours, and we did a few shows of them a few years ago in the UK. Actually, when we were just first a band, we played a show in London with them. I think Edinburgh, Glasgow. But we just kind of kept in touch because we got on really well, and it turned out our records are being released around the same time, so they invited us on their US tour, which is great.
Pretty exciting to get to do that. Mm. It's sort of the first time we're ever really. You know, most people never get a chance to, but we're going to get to this chance to travel across and around the whole United States.
I think it's 8,000 miles around the outside.
So pretty
of the
much
United
a circle
States.
From Austin up way up to the East Coast, and then all the way back across the West Coast. And
what do we call that, you guys? The year of hell. When you start to become, and they say to you, when you're an international act, it's like, go slog across America.
Made your decision. Now get up and leave. The familiar sting of the woodcutter's swing to the tree. I'll fall in the forest to elbows and knees, and it won't make a sound since there's no one around here to see. I was prepared to love you, never expect anything of you. The spirit has left you, baby. Don't lie to yourself. Put them old records on and admit that it's gone somewhere else. And just because we're piece of blame by nature, it doesn't mean that you should carry it again. It's a question of needs and not rosary beads in the end. of silent restraint. Baby, there ain't no sword in our lay, just a funeral.
We can promise you that by the time you get back in April, we're going to have warmed up Los Angeles for you.
Cool.
You know, nice. We're going to have warmed up Los Angeles. That you can count on.
Awesome.
And it's due to the fact that you write tremendously heartfelt, intelligent, and melodic songs. And these live versions you've done today, just watching you all come together in that just devotion to that harmony, it just adds another thing to it. You know, the records are powerful. The purity of the harmony today was like, okay, these guys mean it. So how can we not want to support people that mean it with the passion that you have?
Thank you.
So we want to thank Dry the River for coming in. Peter and Scott, who of course is going to become a Julie Slater's Beard of the Week. He's a shoo-in for that.
Fingers
Julie.
Crossed.
No, I got a little influence. I think I can make that happen. For you. Once again, thanks for coming by. It's Dry the River, ladies and gentlemen, on 88.5 KCSN.